This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. Four incumbents for Port Townsend City Council have filed paperwork to run for re-election. The primary is Tuesday, August 1st, and the general election is on November 7th. Council members, including Mayor David Faber, Monica McHager, Owen Rowe, and Amy Howard, are all unopposed at this time. Challengers have until close of business Friday to file their paperwork with the county. There is a contested race in Jefferson County between incumbent Pat Petranek and challenger Chuck Fall for the Port of Port Townsend Commissioner District 1, which is a repeat of the election 6 years ago when Pat Petranek won and became the first woman to be elected to the Port Commission in 2017. The Office of Governor Jay Inslee sent this yesterday in a press release. Criminal defendants have the right to remain silent, the right to counsel, and the right to a trial by jury. They also have the right to understand their charges and assist in their own defense. Some defendants with behavioral health issues or disabilities do not understand their charges. In those cases, defendants have the right to expedient competency, evaluation, and restoration before they face prosecution. Since a 2015 decision in Trueblood versus DHSH, the state has invested significant effort to serve a rapidly growing number of patients awaiting competency services. In the State of the State address this past January, Inslee called on legislators to help with further reforms to the broken system. On May 15th, Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill to overhaul the competency system and reduce an impossible volume of referrals. New Trueblood-related investments and policies will help more defendants break their cycle of involvement in the criminal justice system and begin a path to durable recovery. The governor also signed another bill to take the next step toward using the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to establish a statewide crisis response system. The bill will increase the number of mobile crisis response teams statewide and create new behavioral health crisis centers to decisively respond to 988 callers needing immediate intervention. You can read more about this on Governor Jay Inslee's Medium. There is a link on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. On the COVID front, as declared states of emergency come to an end nationally and locally, there will be less data reported less often. Testing data is no longer available on the state data dashboard. Washington State DOH is removing COVID-19 testing data in order to align reporting of COVID-19 data with real-world experience. Earlier in the pandemic, COVID-19 testing data provided critical information as they were learning more about the transmission of a new disease. As at-home testing has increased and tests reported to DOH have decreased, the value in sharing laboratory-based testing data has decreased. The Washington State Department of Health website reports the two-week COVID-19 case rate in Jefferson County is approximately 130 cases per 100,000. Whether you live in Jefferson or Clallam County, you are encouraged to report a positive home test to the state website. There is a link to that webpage on the transcript of this newscast. On the Port Townsend-Coopville ferry route, there are at least two morning tidal cancellations every day for the rest of this week through Sunday. And instead of the 8 a.m. crossing from PT to Coopville tomorrow morning, that boat will leave at 8:05. A handy chart of these changes are on the transcript, and you can look at all the revisions to the schedule for the rest of the summer on the WSDOT website, WSDOT.com. And customers departing from or sailing to Coleman Dock in Seattle on the Bremerton or Bainbridge Island ferry routes may be affected by upcoming construction work that will limit access to Yesler Street this week. The exit to Yesler Street will be closed nightly from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. the following morning, from Monday, May 15th through Thursday, May 18th. All vehicle traffic leaving the terminal during this time will be directed to Marion Street. The Yesler Street exit will be reduced to one lane from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Tuesday, May 16th through Thursday, May 18th. Customers are encouraged to plan ahead and may need to give themselves more time to get to their destination. There is a link to the WSF Travel Alert Bulletins page in the transcript at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.